Hello, this is Linda with English Puzzle Podcast. I must apologise profusely for not broadcasting anything very recently, but I have been busy and I've got some new technology, a new microphone, new software, and I've been getting to grips with it. There's an expression for you. And today is all about further expressions and idioms, and I'm going to break down a couple of different sides of this. One is using idioms by the number, and the other one is using idioms for exaggeration, to accentuate what you're saying. So first of all, let me have a look at these very short list of idioms by the number. We've got five numbers here: 2, 40, 1, second, and once. Those are 2, 40, 1, second, and once. Let me give you some examples and how we're going to use those within these idioms. So the first one, Julie is having second thoughts about quitting her job. She's thinking again about leaving her job. She's having second thoughts. The next one, we had almost finished the project, but now we are back to square one. We had almost finished the project, but now we are back to square one. We are back at the beginning, back where we started from, to square one. I was able to catch 40 winks on the plane, so I don't feel too jet-lagged. This is a strange one, really. I was able to catch 40 winks on the plane, so I don't feel too jet-lagged. That means I was able to catch a little sleep, a very short sleep, not very deep sleep, 40 winks, a wink of the eye. When you close your eye quickly, it's a wink of the eye. So I was able to catch 40 winks. To catch 40 winks, you do this when you want to have a quick sleep. The next one. Tom only takes exercise once in a blue moon. Tom only takes exercise once in a blue moon. A blue moon is not very often happening. So once in a blue moon, he wouldn't take much exercise, would he? It'd be very, very rarely that he would take exercise. And the last one here is, I'm in two minds about whether to go ahead with this Christmas arrangement or not. I'm in two minds. I don't know whether to do it or not do it. I've got two possibilities and I'm really not sure. So just to recap, to sleep for a short time is to have 40 winks, 40, 40 winks. To return to the beginning is to go back to square one. To be unable to decide about something is to be in two minds about it. To be worried about deciding to do something is, you could actually say I was in two minds to do that, or I was having second thoughts. I didn't know whether to do this or not. I'm having second thoughts. And to do something very occasionally, it is in a blue moon, once in a blue moon. So there are some expressions for you that we use pretty much every day, or in everyday language anyway. And let me ask you this. Can you catch 40 winks on a plane or a train? Do you find it easy to take a nap? To take a nap is to have 40 winks, to have a little sleep. Are you a decisive person? Or do you ever have second thoughts? Do you ever think about something? Not sure. I might do, but I might not. I might have second thoughts on that one. Tell your partner about some things you only do once in a blue moon. Once in a blue moon. Can you think of a project that went wrong? Did you have to go back to square one? Did you have to start again from the beginning? Think about it, and maybe you can use some of those expressions in your everyday life. Anyhow, the other one I want to discuss with you is, I'll just turn my phone off because my phone just buzzed. That's not very nice, is it? The other one I want to discuss with you is idiom building, exaggeration, to emphasize something, to really feel strongly about it when you're speaking. So I've got six words here: freezing, nowhere, kill, dying, forever, million. So let's see how we can use those six words in exaggerating an expression or something you're talking about. So the first one is, I waited, now there's a blank here, at the supermarket checkout. They need more staff. I waited forever at the supermarket checkout. It really wasn't forever. It wasn't forever, but it seemed like a very, very long time. So you're going to exaggerate. Your expression is to exaggerate how you feel. I waited forever at the supermarket checkout. They need more staff. I'll leave the blank in this one. I told you times. Why don't you ever listen? I told you a million times. Why don't you ever listen? Of course, I didn't tell you literally a million times, but you are exaggerating. You've said it more than once, and it seems like a million times. Why don't you ever listen? I've told you a million times. I broke my father's new phone. He's going to something me. He's going to kill me. I broke my father's new phone. He's going to kill me. Of course, he's not going to really kill me or kill you. However, he won't be very happy. So it's an expression and it's exaggerating how the feeling will probably be when he finds out that his phone is broken. He's going to kill me. It's something in here. Can't you put the heating on? It's freezing in here. Can't you put the heating on? It's freezing. It may not be really freezing, but it could be quite cold and you want to exaggerate. You want to really express that you feel very, very cold. So it's freezing in here. Can't you put the heater on? The next one is, I'm something for a coffee. Could you make one for me? I'm dying for a coffee. Could you make one for me? I'm dying for a coffee. I really want a coffee. So you're expressing your real need to have a coffee or your desire to have a coffee. I'm dying, not really dying. I'm dying for a coffee. For a coffee. Could you make one for me? My parents live in the middle of something. It's 10 miles to the nearest shop. My parents live in the middle of nowhere. It's 10 miles to the nearest shop. They don't literally live in the middle of, well, they might, in the middle of nowhere. They probably live somewhere quite remote, quite far away from the nearest shops. So they live in the middle of nowhere. You're going to express your, maybe your frustration that they don't live anywhere close by to any shops. They live in the middle of nowhere. So, to be very angry with somebody is to really want to kill them. To be really, I'm going to kill them. I'm going to be very angry. To be very far away from everything is to be nowhere near anything. To be very cold is freezing. It's freezing here today, actually. Again and again. I've told you a million times. Again and again. A million times. To want something a lot is to be dying for it. I'm dying for something. And to wait a long time is to be waiting forever, forever for something. So there's some very common idiom building, exaggerating words for you and expressions. And I will continue with this theme on my next broadcast, which hopefully won't be too long. And I would like to say thank you for listening to Linda at English Puzzle Podcast. Have a great day. Thank you.